Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Several families of those who died in the Krisla explosion 2 years ago say they feel they're a step closer to finding out why it happened. After a meeting with the government today, they are calling for a public inquiry into the incident. Our reporter Una Kelly has been speaking with some of the families and their solicitors, and Una is with me now. The families felt, Una, it was a positive meeting today.
They did, Cormac. Four men, three women and three children died in that incident in Krisla just over 2 years ago. And some of the families were meeting three ministers today in Dublin, Helen McEntee, Charlie McConnellogue and Eamon Ryan. Now, Hugh Harper, who's the father of 14-year-old Leona Harper, who died, said that they felt that they were listened to, that the ministers were genuine and took their concerns on board. Now, Gardaí are continuing to investigate the incident and no cause of the explosion has been confirmed. Some of the families today said they do have faith in Gardaí, but the Garda investigation will only be examining whether anything criminal occurred, and that's why they are calling for a statutory inquiry to explore all the circumstances and to answer why the incident happened so that it can never happen again. Hugh Harper is the father of 14-year-old Leona.
We have a numerous amount of questions. We have our own concerns. We would like everything answered. We're not limited to a Garda investigation. We have gone through a living nightmare since the 7th of October. Every day we live with this. This is just not a once-off for our family, for all the families that are involved and the people that are injured. For us to grieve properly, for us to be able to make any attempt to move forward, we need all the answers. Every day we struggle with just not having Leona at home. You know, it's a very easy question to ask, but a very difficult one to answer. To find words to answer that question is difficult. Our lives have been torn apart. I personally know now what it feels like to be heartbroken. We come into Halloween, one of Leona's favourite times of the year, and then come into Christmas, where we'll have an empty chair again at the Christmas table, where we'll go and spend nearly all day at our graveside. To leave our graveside and go home without her again.
That's Hugh Harper there, father of Leona. Were any commitments given at the meeting today, Una?
Well, a solicitor for some of the families, Damien Tansey, said today after the meeting that he does think the government are taking this seriously. He said there's a vacuum of information at the moment around the incident and that the scale of the tragedy warrants a statutory inquiry that would be under led by a sitting judge or a retired High Court judge who would have powers to summon witnesses and to make findings of fact. He also said that it is an urgent matter as there's currently a planning application before Donegal County Council for that site. And he said that the families that he represents feel that that site should not be touched until a full public inquiry is completed. He did say that it would be a matter for the next government. And here Damien Tansey describes the response he had from Helen McEntee when they asked for the full public inquiry.
The minister indicated that she was concerned that the Garda inquiry would be completed early in the new year, in the first quarter. And she indicated a concern that that if a statutory inquiry were announced in advance of that, that it might prejudice that investigation. Now, I replied that at the moment there are three investigations underway. There's the Garda investigation, the HSA investigation, and an investigation under the auspices of Minister Ryan's department. Now, those three investigations are not prejudicing one another. They're dovetailing with one another. And I suggested to her that there was nothing to prevent the government deciding on a statutory inquiry that would dovetail with those three inquiries and avoid prejudicing one another. So it's within the competence of government, there's no doubt in the world about that, and I feel confident that the messaging from the meeting today was so impactful that they were moved in the direction of an inquiry.
That was Damien Tansey there, a solicitor who's representing some of the families. Dara Mackin is another solicitor representing some families. He said after the meeting today that the families, some of them that he represents, are wondering if they were from Dublin, would they be waiting 2 years to still find out the full information and facts around the incident. He did say that following the meeting today, nothing had been ruled out, but the time is of the essence and the families want answers now.
I understand, Una, that the families had an opportunity, did they, to speak about their loved ones?
They did, Cormac. The meeting went on for an hour and a half today, and the families afterwards said that the ministers listened to stories about their loved ones, and they described it as a very, very emotional scene in that room today. Some of the families said that they are still stuck on the 7th of October 2022, that they live in that day forever. Shauna Gallagher is the sister of 24-year-old Jessica Gallagher, who died that day. Shauna was asked afterwards how the families are coping 2 years on.
I would really love to know how to put into words the loss that we've all felt. There is no words and there is no way for us to define the loss of our loved ones. We're repeatedly asked that question and we will repeatedly give the same answer, that it is, there's no way to quantify it. How would anybody feel having lost a child, lost a partner, lost a sister, lost a loved one? There is no way and there is no words that can explain that for any of the families or for the surrounding village. I think often it's talked about the families that lost people, but we have to remember too those who live in Creasley still and the victims who didn't lose their lives but were severely injured. Those people cannot be forgotten either. It would answer the questions that we all have, and it would also
why
it would answer the questions as to why this has happened. There's no way to understand it. Like, we can try our very best to put our lives back together and continue as much as we can, but like, how could any of us standing here today answer that question without the necessary information?
That was Shauna Gallagher there, sister of Jessica Gallagher. Anya Flanagan also spoke after the meeting today. She is the mother of 5-year-old Shauna Flanagan Garway, who died at Creasley, and also the partner of Robert Garway, who also lost his life that day. Here's what she said after the meeting.
It was very positive, and it's just heartbreaking. You know, somebody asked about, how do I feel, you know, 2 years on? I miss Shauna. She was only 5, and I miss Bob terribly. And I just hope it'll be a really positive outcome with Miss Minister McEntee, and that we will get answers, and there will hopefully, as time goes on, that there will be an inquiry.
And that's Anya Flanagan finishing that report by Una Kelly. Now, the government has issued a statement after that meeting. They say ministers Helen McEntee, Eamon Ryan and Charlie McConlogue met with the Creasley families today in government buildings. The ministers listened to the personal stories of the families who have lost loved ones and others affected by the Creasley tragedy. It's important that the government heard firsthand, they say, the experiences of the Creasley community. The ministers communicated to those present the strong desire of government that families get the answers they need in relation to the loss of their loved ones in what was a national tragedy. While the ministers did not rule out a public inquiry, it's important that the Gorda investigation, the HSA investigation and the CRU investigation complete their work. And the statement ends there.